Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker testified before a congressional committee Thursday about the state's immigration policies and sanctuary state status. My colleague, Isabella Nieto, reports in this opening statement Pritzker took aim at the Trump administration for deploying the National Guard and active duty Marines into California during anti-ICE protests. He called the move wrong, saying it only inflamed the situation and created a crisis.
We will not take away people's rights to peacefully protest. We also respect and expect this administration to respect the traditions and legal precedent that dictate how and when our National Guard and military are deployed.
The governors of Minnesota and New York also testified at the hearing. A Chicago woman who was injured by the person who drove through an anti-deportation protest on Tuesday says she thinks the driver should lose their license. But Heather Blair says there was a silver lining to the incident.
I want to put in a good word for the nice EMTs from the fire department, the nice police officers, the kind other demonstrators. It's like the only bad guy is the car driver.
Blair ended up with a broken arm. Chicago police are investigating the incident as a hit and run. Brookfield Zoo's new bottlenose dolphin has died. The male calf was born just 4 days ago to the zoo's 38-year-old dolphin, Allie. The Sun-Times reports the baby dolphin died Wednesday evening. In a statement, the zoo says it was a sudden loss and that the first few days after birth are a critical and vulnerable time for dolphin calves. This was Brookfield Zoo's first dolphin birth since 2014. Choose Chicago has launched a new marketing campaign on Thursday that includes a new tagline for the city, never done and never outdone. Choose Chicago President Kristen Reynolds says the new campaign has been a two-year endeavor that included more than 300 community interviews.
We heard from the people of Chicago that said this is how we want to be perceived.
She says the campaign marks a new chapter for the Chicago brand.
One of our taglines is, when we build things, the world looks up. And I love that because it's really capturing the essence of our city.
Choose Chicago says the new slogan is rooted in Chicago's authenticity, originality, and unmatched energy. You're listening to The Rundown. Just in time for summer, Chicago's home for so-called outsider art has reopened after a multi-million dollar renovation and expansion. WBEZ's Courtney Kippers took a trip to the newly reimagined Intuit Art Museum in Chicago's Westtown neighborhood and has this story.
On a rainy morning, I grab the 66 bus. I head down Chicago Avenue toward Intuit. When I arrive, the museum has just opened for the day. I head inside, and from the lobby, I go downstairs, where I immediately enter into the world of one of the most well-known practitioners of outsider art. Before me is a recreation of Henry Darger's Chicago apartment. Darger worked during the day as a janitor, but by night, he obsessively tended to his craft, writing long, fictitious tales, collaging, and drawing imaginary worlds. The display here includes a soundtrack of what his home may have sounded like, keys clacking on the typewriter. In the decades since his 1973 death, Darger has become synonymous with the type of artwork this museum celebrates, works created by people with no formal training. I head upstairs through the main galleries, which are filled with the works of artists like
Carlos Barbarena, Miriam Perkins, Dr. Charles Smith, Kevin Sampson, Della Wells.
That's Deborah Carr. She's Intuit's president and CEO. She's listing artists whose names most people may not be familiar with. But that's the point. Outsider art is all about the underdog, self-taught people who didn't go to art school or have gallery representation. But still, they create anyway, often with the materials around them. This is the city's only museum dedicated to this kind of work. In the last 2 years, it's undergone a major transformation. But Carr said she didn't want to lose the museum's character.
We definitely wanted to keep the flavor of kind of the rawness that we see in the art and the rawness that we see in the building.
However, now there are some more modern amenities.
We now have a passenger elevator. We're on three floors instead of one floor. Accessible ramp, accessible entrance.
She walks me through the museum's new exhibit, entitled Catalyst, Immigration and Self-Taught Art in Chicago. It's made up of pieces like a Statue of Liberty with found objects like a disposable camera and plastic water bottle at her feet. There's also a replica of Kim's Corner Food in Rogers Park, which artist Thomas Kong placed collages throughout. The shop closed after he died in 2023.
What he did, as many self-taught artists do, he created an environment. He took the space he was living in, or in this case, working in, and embellished it.
As I wrap up my tour with Carr, some visitors have begun to file in. I start talking with a group of friends in their 20s and find out they're a band from Boston, in town to perform on the University of Chicago's student radio station. While here, Kellen McCarthy said the only thing on their agenda was to see this museum. They came to see
the Henry Darger exhibit, because I've known about that guy for a while. My best friend goes to art school, and he knows so much about him. I've never seen like any of his art, and something that, I don't know, you can't find that art anywhere, I feel like.
That's the exact kind of pilgrimage that Carr and her team hope more people make here, to appreciate artists who are finally having their moment in the spotlight. Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News.
Weather for today, sun and clouds. We're going to see a high near 83 degrees inland, cooler by the lake. Tonight, cloudy with a low near 64. Tomorrow, clouds, a chance for rain showers, highs in the 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.